If you're someone who believes that dogs and their owners come to look like each other over time, you're bound to be sorely disappointed by this next conversation. Two researchers at the University of California, San Diego, spent some time studying whether that apparent convergence of appearance between dog and owner is based on provable fact. They took photographs of 45 dogs and their owners separately. They had student judges try to match the dog with the owner. UCSD psychology professor Nicholas Christenfeld explains what they found out.
Overall, you can match dogs and their owners, but only with purebreds. So that if it's a mutt, you're a chance. You might as well be flipping a coin, picking which mutt goes with an owner. With a purebred, it's not perfect, but it's significantly better than chance.
Now, what accounts do you think for purebreds looking the most like their owners?
Yeah, our argument is that this favors a selection account rather than a convergence account, that people don't come to look like their dogs, but instead they pick dogs that look like them. And the argument is when you go out and get a dog, you're looking for one that at some level resembles you, and when you get a purebred, you get what you want. And we look to see whether it is sleek and lean people by whippets and greyhounds and jowly people by bulldogs and high-strung people by terriers and so on. And it doesn't seem to be any one thing. And when you look at the pairings, you can identify the resemblance, but it's always a mix of things. So we had one guy with shaggy hair and a goofy grin, and he's got a retriever that has exactly the same shaggy hair and exactly the same goofy grin. And there's a woman who owned a spaniel, and they both have sort of curly two-tone hair. And they both have a look that says, you know, I'm easy to get to know, sort of leaning eagerly towards the camera. And so it's this whole combination. It's not simply big people with big dogs or hairy people with hairy dogs or aggressive people with aggressive dogs. It's some more general characteristics that seem to be what people are matching on.
Do you think maybe when you picked the 45 dogs that you chose to study, that maybe that might have skewed the results a little bit?
Well, we took some steps. We went to dog parks and asked whoever was there. So we didn't pick dogs that we thought confirmed or disconfirmed the hypothesis. It may be the case that people who don't resemble their dogs at all don't like the dogs and are less likely to take them to a dog park or ashamed
well,
to be
go.
Seen with them and so on. Yeah, so it's certainly possible there are sorts of dogs and their owners who don't look alike, who don't go out in public together. I mean, speaking of that, we were slightly concerned when we found this, that all sorts of people would be insulted by the finding that owners of bulldogs and Sharpeys would be calling us up angry that, you know, are you telling me I look like my dog? But turns out that hasn't happened at all, and we've seen more like the opposite, where everyone thinks that his or her dog is a beautiful and noble beast and are honored to be likened to it.
So they can rest easy with that.
Yeah, there was a graduate student in the department who owns a pug, and I sent her a little semi-apologetic note saying, you know, I'm not actually saying that you look like a pug. And she sent me back a note saying, actually, my husband looks exactly like my dog. And it's uncanny how much they resemble each other. So she wasn't insulted at all.
Well, there is that. I guess it does depend on who was with them in the park that day.
Right. And it may be, in fact, that the greatest resemblance is between one's dog and one's spouse, because those are both direct reflections of one's taste and what one thinks one is like. One could examine that with another study, too, looking to see who picked the dog and what it looks like.
Well, I guess that's your next research grant right there. Professor Christenfeld, thanks very much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Nicholas Christenfeld is a psychology professor at the University of California at San Diego. He's co-author of the report, Do Dogs Resemble Their Owners?, which appears in the May issue of Psychological Science.